Hiya guys, Caroline Stephen, financial journalist. Today's episode of Talking Trading looks at two traders' journeys before and after completing the Trading Game Mentor program. It can be hard getting mentorees to come onto Talking Trading these days. They feel shy about their very deep and very personal trading journeys, and it's completely understandable. But fortunately, some of you are still willing to share. Con Brachinas was an experienced trader going into the mentor program. But Con had an odd and confronting lesson to learn before he turned his trading results around. Adam Talbot, a mentoree of 2016, learnt the importance of an archetypal trade and the power of support once the mentor program had finished. First up in the show, let's hear from Lady Louise Bedford, who asks you, are you sharing your vision with those you love?
Are you cramming your life with the things that you love? Because if you do, you'll have an incredibly happy life. One of the things that I'd encourage you to do is to share your vision for the future with the people that you love the most. What do you see? What does your heart absolutely sing for? What grabs you? Have you actually transmitted that belief and that vision to your spouse and to your children? So often we think that people aren't fully behind us, when in actual fact, we haven't taken the time to be able to share the things that mean the most to us and where we want to head. I'll give you an example. When my little guy, who is now 13, nearly 14, when he was about 7, he was a part of the big relaunch of the mentor program. You see, with our Trading Game mentor program, we used to take on just a very few people to be able to train, but we wanted to go bigger and better. We wanted to help more people to be able to share our views to a greater audience. That very first year, when we booked out a larger group and my dreams had started to come to fruition with the mentor program, we sat down to dinner. And I said to Ryan, my little guy, why do you think Mum is so happy that the mentor program booked out so quickly? And I have to actually take a deep breath here, because it's very tempting to have tears come to my eyes when I say this story. But Ryan looked at me with his gorgeous little 7-year-old way of processing the world. And he said, you're happy because for the children of the people that booked into the mentor program, it means that they can live the way that I live, and that they can have experiences the way I have had experiences. Oh my gosh, that just meant so much to me. I had managed to successfully transmit my vision to my child. I love that he grasped it. I love that he processed it and it came out in his own words as to why I was excited. And I love that he felt involved. And that's what I want for you. I want you to have the support of those who you care for, who you value. And I wish for you that you find the words and the intent to be able to share your vision with the people that you love.
Well, hello. I am Peter L. Brandt, and I just want to say that I listen to Talking Trading, and I enjoy it, and I expect that you do too.
Con Pacrinas, hello, and welcome to Talking Trading.
Thank you, Caroline.
Now, listen, you were a fairly experienced trader coming into the mentor program already. How did that work out for you?
Look, it was very positive, to be honest. I was glad I actually did it. I had it in my mind to do it for many, many years, but given the successes in the market, you're thinking, well, why? But look, I suppose at the end of the day, with the mentor program, the biggest lesson that I learned is that there is no such thing as can't, and it's actually changed the way I actually view my trading going forward.
How has it changed your trading?
Chris and Louise were cognizant of the fact that you know, I have traded in the past, and they were kind enough to fast track me through the first part of the program. And in doing so, they basically prompted me in an area that I never really thought about, which was the individual trading psychology and my actual trading style. And in that in itself was a very, very odd and confronting lesson, I suppose, for a male trader. Because what had happened, I suppose, in my trading is that subconsciously I had developed a bias that I didn't even realize until Louise and Chris actually got me going down a journey that got me to self-evaluate exactly what it is that I was doing by trying to keep the process objective and look at my overall trading performance.
What was happening?
Upon reflection, I started trading in a bull market. And in a bull market, it's very easy to make money. It's as simple as that. you know, you just throw a dart, you'll pick a trade and it'll make money. There's no two ways about it. But I think what they did was they got me to have a look at how I was trading, what my performance was like, what my risk exposure was like. And, you know, in some respects, I was probably lucky that I didn't blow myself up completely and, you know, lose all of your trading capital from that point of view. The biggest thing for me, I suppose, was that during the mentor program, we actually had a one-on-one seminar, you know, in which Louise and Chris came to Perth and we went through a variety of things. And there was one particular example in that seminar where Louise was illustrating a trading graph of the trade performance, who was basically buying when they should have been selling and selling when they should have been buying. You know, so it's pretty simple. Louise turned around and asked me the question directly, you know, what's your view, I suppose, in terms of this person's trading method? And without me even thinking, subconsciously, I automatically said that they were trading their emotions. And that was the breakthrough that basically got me to actually see what Chris and Louise were trying to get me to do psychologically in terms of evaluating my own performance.
And then did you become more mechanical in your trading from that point on?
I didn't sleep that night, Caroline, when I got home.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, look, there was something that was bugging me. I mean, I was stunned because, as I said, the technical answer was the person was buying when they should have been selling and selling when they should have been buying. And I had no perceived idea that, you know, the answer was that the person was trading their emotions. And that started to niggle at me post the seminar, you know. And that night on the way home, I was thinking about what that answer meant because it really had a profound effect. Anyway, I put it away, got home, did what you normally do, went to bed, and then I got up very early in the morning. I think it must have been about 4:30 in the morning, made myself a cup of tea, and decided to go through all of my trades over the last 12 months. And about an hour and a half later, or thereabouts, I realized that I was actually cutting my trades short. It wasn't because of the mechanics side of it, it's because of a very subconscious emotion. To give you an idea, analytically, I went back through the last 4 years, once I actually did the 12 months, and fundamentally worked out that if I actually stuck with the mechanical process in terms of an exit, my profitability over time would have increased by 23% or thereabouts.
What was the emotion that you were getting stuck on?
At the end of the day, for some reason, the news in the market had an effect without me realizing. So you hear a bad story in the finance market, you'll see a short-term bearish engulfing pattern, for argument's sake, and you say, right, that's it, it's reached its end, and you take the hit. But invariably, the market will bounce and keep going. You know, it's not the mechanical system. When you actually look at the mechanical system in those trades, it would say stay in, and in some respects, you should be pyramiding, depending on where it's at.
Con, what are your views on tinkering with your trading plan?
Don't do it. Simple.
Why?
Because you will introduce emotional errors into your plan. You know, your system is your system. And Chris and Louise are very good at developing an objective training system within the mentor program where everybody individually designs their own trading system to suit their psychology. Once you've got that, you need to believe and you need to administer that system by the rules that you actually put up within your own trading plan. As soon as you start to tinker with it, you will introduce errors that you will not realize until sometime down the track. And those errors will only materialize when a major loss occurs, because your system won't be able to handle, because you've tinkered with it.
Let's talk about a typical day for you trading, or a typical week for you trading. How is it structured? What does it look like?
It's very disciplined. And to be quite honest, it's, if the market's running hot, it's about 4 hours a week in total. So my day will typically come in at the end of the day. I will download the data. I will have a look at my open positions. If I need to adjust my stops, I will. If I don't, I move on. The computer's shut. And that happens Monday to Friday. If there are any opportunities, because I've got a bit more portfolio heat, so to speak, I will then consider opening up another position the next morning. And basically that's an automatic order that will get filled without any hesitation. On the weekend, don't do anything on the Saturday, but on the Sunday we'll spend probably about an hour just going through everything and filling out all the necessary paperwork. So essentially you've got half an hour a day tops, Monday to Friday, and about an hour and a half on the Sunday. And that's it. That's when the market's running hot. When it's not running hot, I'll be lucky if I can do 1 or 2 hours a week, to be honest.
What's your profitability, roughly?
Profitability-wise, I'm getting three R's, so to speak. So for every dollar, it'll be $3 return. And that happens over a period of time. And it is not instant like most people perceive. You know, a lot of our friends and colleagues are basically saying you're sitting in front of a computer, and the answer is no, not at all. You are actually administering a process, and it's about building a large position in a particular instrument and capitalizing on it, be it long or short. I mean, there are only three things that the market will do. It'll go up, down, or sideways. And I just play with the up and down. If it goes sideways, I'll take a holiday until it actually decides to, you know, show a direction.
What sort of advice would you give mentorees, current mentorees? What would you say to them?
You've got to believe in your system, and you've got to believe in your education. Chris and Louise are very astute individuals, and they're very caring in everybody's personal learning journey. And in doing so, they are providing a very objective learning platform for people to actually build something that is viable in the long term. Where the issue comes is that a lot of mentorees, once they graduate, so to speak, are hesitant. And they're still fighting, I suppose, without realizing emotionally and subconsciously the things that they have learned in the past versus what they've learned in the mentoree program. And you really got to deprogram yourself of all of your history and have a very strong, bloody-minded belief, I suppose, in what you've learned is going to work. You just have to administer it, and even in a drawdown, which is where their first hurdle will come, you need to be able to trade the system and have that faith.
Can you imagine your life without trading now?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Three words to describe trading.
I think it gives me a lot of time. It's profitable, and it gives you choice.
Con, thanks very much for your time coming on to Talking Trading today. I'm sure a lot of mentorees will be very interested to hear your experience in the markets.
Thank you, Caroline. Nice to meet you.
Chris Tate and Louise Bedford have been running their Repeat for Free mentor program continuously for the past 17 years. They'll show you how to trade every instrument over every time frame. You want in? Register at tradinggame.com.au/priority. That's tradinggame.com.au/priority. Adam Talbot, mentoree of 2016. Hello, and welcome to Talking Trading.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Adam, what did you learn doing the mentor program with Chris Tate and Louise Bedford?
The mentor program really changed my life, quite literally. I've traded in the past, like prior to the mentor program, but it was pretty unsuccessful. I learned the importance of a trading plan and a trading system. And the mentor program gave me the confidence to trade different markets.
Now, Adam, I know that we were just talking before, you've travelled extensively around the place.
Been all over the world.
Let's talk about how travelling has fueled your resilience and potentially your dreams and what you want out of life.
Well, travelling is one of the biggest values in my life. It really just cleanses the soul. Like every time I come back home, I just feel like a different person and I feel refreshed. I've got friends all over the world and I just love meeting new people and experiencing new cultures. Now that I'm learning how to trade and doing the mentor program, I can really realise that dream of living overseas and all I need is a laptop.
Where's your favourite place in the world?
I love going to the United States and I love London and England. They're probably my two favourite places.
Let's talk about your trading now. Now, I know you've been doing it almost a couple of years. So far, what's been the biggest lesson or mistake in the market you've made?
Probably there's two big mistakes, or lessons, I should say. When I finished the mentor program, I was probably too overconfident. I went in like in the deep end and thought I was better than I actually was. And that led to a few trading mistakes. And the other mistake is probably not having a clear archetypal trade. So I was taking a lot of different signals and they were suboptimal. That led to a period of drawdown. So I spoke to Chris and Louise about that and they really helped me. So ever since I did that, I've been coming back and had a few winning trades and becoming profitable again.
It's any consolation, all rookies make the same mistakes. Me too.
Yeah. You read that in books and everyone who's been a master trader now had the same issues. They lost money at the start and learnt from their mistakes.
So, Adam, let's talk about how you trade, what works for you in your system. What do you do?
Okay, well, every day I wake up around 7 a.m. because that's when the new candles start. I trade a short-term system and that looks at four-hour candles. So I get up in the morning, I check the charts for that system and I take any signals that have appeared overnight. I adjust stops and positions that have moved up overnight and I close out any positions that have hit their stops. And then on the weekend, I look at my longer-term system, which is Australian equities, and I just review that system, move any stops.
Are you in profit?
With the short-term system I am, yes.
It's gone very profitably for you?
It has. Well, we did a one-day course with Chris and Louise earlier in the year, and that was designed to create a short-term system, which is about creating an income rather than long-term growth. And that's the system that's making me money at the moment.
Let's talk about your psychology. Now, you're developing really well in the markets. How do you find trading psychology?
Yeah, that's a fascinating subject. I try to be as detached as possible from the market and then have full confidence in my trading plan. I try and think in probabilities rather than certainties because nobody knows what's going to happen in the market. So if I continue to trust my trading edge, put in the odds in my favour and just follow my trading plan, then I have to go well.
Now, you're a very good referrer of books. And Louise Bedford said that you actually put her onto The Slight Edge. And we did an episode on The Slight Edge a little while ago on Talking Trading. Let's talk about your favourite inspirational books to read.
Well, The Slight Edge probably is the most inspirational book that I've read. I actually read that when I started the mentor program around the first couple of months. So it was like a real life changer doing the mentor program and reading that particular book. But I've been reading books since I was a teenager.
What did you get out of The Slight Edge?
Just doing the little things over and over, the mundane, boring things.
Yep.
And it leads to greatness, really. You can become great at anything. You
yep.
just do little things and practice. And
What's your next favourite book?
Probably the best trading book that I've read is Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. That's more of a psychology book. He's also got another book called The Disciplined Trader, which I highly recommend. It's about getting your mind correct and just trading in the zone.
You know, now you've done the mentor program, how important is following up afterwards and staying in touch with Chris and Louise and attending the buddy group meetings, which I find are fantastic, and being a part of the trading community? How important is all of that now that you're graduated?
It's absolutely crucial. I think the support after the mentor program is just as important as the mentor program itself. I still keep in touch with Chris and Louise today, and once a month, there's a few of us that catch up in Ballarat, and people come from an hour away just to catch up with each other and provide motivation. I find that I don't have many friends who are into trading, and they don't really understand what you're doing. So having that sort of motivation really helps.
And what do you think of Chris and Louise?
Oh, they're fantastic, but they're like opposites of each other. Louise is really like a mother figure, like she's really caring, while Chris is straight to the point. But I think it's fantastic.
And would you recommend the mentor program to other traders?
I'd absolutely recommend it to anyone. It's a life-changing experience.
Adam Talbot, thank you so much for your time and coming on to the show.
Thanks, Caroline.
And stay tuned next week to hear mentoree Sally Ann Lehman and mentoree Matt White talking on their trading journeys. I'm Caroline Stephen. Have a good week in the markets. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to talkingtrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.